One of the heartbreaks of my life occurs every year when the larkspur blooms, for it is then that I am reminded of my dad's wonderful storytelling abilities, his quick mathematical mind, his generous and open heart, and his devastating descent into dementia. As we traveled that dark path together, I saw him fading away from his life's work, from conversation with friends who ultimately became strangers to him, even from the family who kept trying to hold on to him as he was slip-sliding away. Some of the last days I spent with my dad were in the garden, both at home and then in various nursing facilities and Alzheimer units. We planted roses and iris and scattered marigold and wildflower seed in flower beds that I knew we would never see bloom as we made migratory journeys from one care level to the next. One of the last things my dad gave me was an envelope filled with dried larkspur seeds and blossoms. In shaky script, he had written, "Little Blue Flowers." Descendants from the contents of that envelope have free rein at my place, sending up brilliant blue, purple, lavender, and even white shafts of color contrast among the roses and poppies, within the blackberry bushes and sandhill plums, and even in the vegetable garden, where they neighbor up to onions and asparagus. This year's spring rains brought some up in the buffalo grass and the surrounding CRP mix. Larkspur is grown with great leniency at our place, in memory of my dad and his final gift to me. Larkspur is a close relative of delphinium, that striking blue perennial, and they look amazingly alike. Larkspur's tall spires come in mostly cool colors, both brilliant and pastel. They do best with good soil and ample water to help develop a healthy root system, because they need a good base of lacy green fronds to anchor the bloom stalks that stand up to our strong summer winds. I've tried growing delphiniums, but I seem to have better luck with the annual larkspur that reseeds itself so expertly. Larkspur is a toxic plant with alkaloids contained in the stems and seeds. Amazingly, it was long used for medicinal purposes as a repellent for equally poisonous insects that seemed to sense its lethal-like qualities and thus gave the tinctures and ointments a wide berth. It is poisonous to cattle who might come across it on open ranges in some areas of the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains. It doesn't seem to have the same effect on horses or sheep, and consequently, open ranges that are home to stands of larkspur can be grazed by sheep before opening up the area to cattle, perhaps bringing about a truce in that age-old altercation between cattle ranchers and sheepmen. If you'd like to grow some larkspur, plan to scatter seed in the fall to produce a crop of blooms in spring or early summer. The blossoming spires will usually grow up to 2 feet high, though this year the spring rains have produced 3 to 4 foot spikes at my place. If you sow the seeds about 4 inches apart, they'll most likely be able to support each other and won't require staking in our infamous winds. Larkspur makes a great cut flower and is one of the most popular ingredients for dried flower arrangements. On Sunday, I'll cut a big bouquet of larkspur to take to the cemetery, where I'll place it on my dad's grave, an annual offering of love and remembrance in the form of little blue flowers.